The Cult in My Grandmother's House by Anna Sandemoyne. Translated from Russian by Stephanie Droop. Introduction by Kjetil Sandemoyne. The story you're about to read was written by my dear wife Anya. It is a true story about a large part of her childhood, and I'm sure it will move and impact you. Among a lot of incredibly shocking anecdotes in this book, the one that touched me the most is where Anya describes how she was sent back to her grandmother's house, so full of happy and joyful memories, only to find it full of strangers living there in what turned out to be a cult, and her loving grandmother now treating the young girl as if she was an unwanted stranger. That Anya has chosen to call her book The Cult in My Grandmother's House is probably evidence that this particular part of her story affected her deeply as well. When I met my wife and she eventually told me just a little bit about her background of growing up in a cult, I must admit I had to discuss with myself how this could have given rise to fears and problems that she would bring with her into our relationship. Anya is a very strong and proud person, and it is not her habit to focus on the negative aspects of life. The childhood stories that she usually shares with friends and family are the fun and nostalgic ones. However, I know that the years taken from her childhood spent in a cult is a painful past that she will always bring with her. I have therefore encouraged her to write this book about these years. It can stand as a warning to any adult who would contemplate joining a cult or a sect, or as in Anya's case, even worse, sending your child away to a cult. I believe that writing the book is also a part of a healing process for Anya. It is a story worth writing down and indeed a story worth reading. Any kind of cult is dangerous and destructive. The core of a cult is sectarianism, which is the idea that members of the cult are convinced that their salvation and success, based on their particular objectives, aggressively require to find converts from outside the cult in order to succeed with their political, religious, or ideological project. It is always based on a very oppressive hierarchy, almost always under the dictatorial leadership of a charlatan whose motives are dominance, power, and sexual and material privileges. The cult that Anya describes in this book is, in my opinion, extraordinarily dangerous, since it claims it can cure disorders like schizophrenia and fatal diseases like cancer. The idea was that children are spoiled and become weak by being brought up by their parents and therefore have to be taken care of by strangers. Illness is, according to this cult, a result of negative thinking by weak humans. The leader claimed that the whole world was suffering from schizophrenia. He made a big market for himself. Only his wisdom could cure it. These ideas were unfortunately in unison with the prevailing ideology of the USSR, where they wanted to diminish the family and replace it with upbringing the Communist Party to create the Homo Sovieticus. In the USSR, people were also readily accused of being schizophrenic and sent away for forced treatment if they had the courage to stand up against this totalitarian system. I have observed that still today, any mental disorder is nonchalantly labeled schizophrenia in Russia. It is as if it is not completely understood that this is a very serious, disabling, and incurable psychiatric disorder. Schizophrenia involves a number of serious problems with thinking, behavior, or emotions, and it requires lifelong medication and treatment. I am absolutely confident that very few, if any, members of this cult were actually suffering from schizophrenia. However, they were manipulated into obedience and treated with ridiculous methods by dilettantes. As I understand it, this cult still exists and practices its unauthorized treatment in the middle of Moscow. The worst emotional pain a child can experience is to feel abandoned by her parents. Children do not have a choice. A child cannot choose her parents, and she cannot choose what is done to her. However, even when let down and treated unfairly, children are equipped with an incredible ability to love their parents. I know that Anya does not feel any hate towards her parents or anyone else. It is not up to me to cast judgments about what Anya's parents did to her. The times and the conditions in the USSR were so completely different from anything I myself grew up with that I can hardly comprehend it. I do believe, however, that Anya feels disappointment and an emptiness in her heart where the love for her parents should have been. I do my best to help Anya in finding a perspective in this regard. The best healer, however, would have been just an honest, "I am sorry for what happened. We did wrong to you." That would have meant a lot for Anya. Read, reflect, and learn from this excellently written book. Kjetil Sandemoren, September 3, 2019. Zug, Switzerland.